Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.
Amen and amen. All right, so let's go into the Word. I want to start a series this morning, and I believe it to be a blessing. And we are calling it, titling it, Becoming Fruitful in All Things. Tell someone, becoming fruitful in all things. Hallelujah. Becoming fruitful where? In all things. Praise God. Many years ago, as I was studying my Bible, I came across something. When I came across it, I told myself that this thing is a possibility. You see, you walk by the strength of the revelation you have. The revelation you have is the... Are you understanding what I'm saying? I was listening to a man of God many years ago, and the man of God said, and I don't know if I shared it with you, sir. The man of God said that they say that if you are going to start church, that you must suffer, you must suffer. So he said, but he didn't suffer. And he's one of the top two or top three ministers in this country. He said he didn't suffer. He said he heard that if you're going to start ministry, you must sleep on bench. This must happen to you, that must happen to you. But he said he didn't. That's what happened to him. And I was preparing for ministry when I heard it. So I entered into a revelation. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I entered into something. So I said, so it's possible. So I got that revelation. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So the revelation you have, listen to me, no two people's circumstance is the same if you enter into a revelation concerning this. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Other people can enter into something and it may not go right. It is based on the revelation or even lack of the revelation they have. Amen. It's based on the revelation or the lack of it. So you should be very careful to build your life on somebody's experience, including what you consider to be breakthrough. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because the problem with building your life based just singularly on somebody's testimony is that even when it seems like it's a breakthrough, is that where the person stopped, that is where you too will stop. Are you understanding? When somebody's breakthrough becomes your benchmark, the best you can become is lower than what the person had. Let people's testimony be an encouragement for you, but let it not be the goal. Praise God. Let it be an encouragement for you to become what God wants you to become. Hallelujah. Because many times, as good and as wonderful testimonies can be, sometimes testimonies can limit you. Because you can just put your mind on, this is what God did, or this how this happened to this person, and then that becomes where you want to arrive at. Hallelujah. So, I saw something in scripture many years ago, and I began to pursue that thing. Psalm 1 verse 3. I saw the picture of the blessed man, and I began to pursue that thing I saw. Psalm 1 verse 3. The Bible says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So I discovered something, Pastor, that it is possible to prosper in everything. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? That it is possible to prosper in everything. Then Luke chapter 7, speaking concerning Jesus, said, for he has done all things well. They said concerning him that he has done all things well. So it's possible for a man to be an all-rounder in God. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? Please. Is anybody getting that? Just lower it. It's even too much. So just take it down a little. It's possible for a man to succeed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know that there is this idea that nobody gets everything correct. You don't get everything. You get one thing and miss another one. Have you heard people talk about that? I am telling you, scripture said to us that, and whatsoever he doeth, Hallelujah. And whatsoever he doeth. That means that it is possible for you to succeed in your career. Succeed in family. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Succeed in raising your children. So are you hearing what I'm saying? Succeed in your walk with God. Your walk with God can be successful. Is that because I am successful in my career does not mean that my family has to fail. Amen. He has done all things well. Everything, he has done it well. The Bible says his leaf does not wither. There is no leaf on the tree that is withering. Every tree is in good shape. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 24. Genesis 24. Let's look at it from verse 29. Genesis 24 from verse 29. Genesis 24:29. Okay, let me take it from there and see. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man, unto the well, okay? And it came to pass when he saw the earring and bracelets upon his sister's hand, and when he heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, thus spake the man unto me that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. Yes. And he said, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and room for the camels. And the man came into the house and ungirded his camels and gave straw and provender for the camels and water to wash his feet and the men's feet that were with him. Yes. And there was set a meal before him. Let's go to verse 34. And they said to him, speak on. Let's go for that. And he said, I am Abraham's servant. Next verse. Verse 34. And the Lord has blessed my master greatly. There's a scripture I think I missed somewhere. He said, and the Lord has blessed my master in all things. And the Lord has blessed my master in all things. Listen to me. I want you to walk with this revelation. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because sometimes you can come to a point where you can count your blessing and see that God has blessed me in this. God has done well for me. God, if this one is not working, no problem. But listen to me. Don't stay there. He said, the Lord has blessed my master greatly. And he is become great and has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. Yes. And Sarah, my master's wife, has bore to him a son. He is blessed in all things. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So don't take a blessing in one area and leave the blessing in another area. All that God has for you, take it. What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that he will see me. What God has for me, it is for me. You know, when the children of Israel were leaving Egypt, Pharaoh said to them, he said, you and your children can go, but keep the children. And Moses said to him, not a hoof. Look at Satan, tell him this morning, not a hoof. Everything that God, every blessing God has for me, I take it. Everything God has promised me in his word, I take it. You can be blessed all around. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You can be blessed all around. Are you going to have challenges in life? Sure. Are you going to be an overcomer? Sure. So it is not because I had a challenge, it's that I overcame. This Abraham that we're talking about, remember the challenges he had. He had family problems. He had problem having children. Are you hearing what I'm saying? but it is not the problem he had that we are talking about. It's that he overcame. When you overcome, every other thing that ever came, the meaning of a coming is that you have gone over what came. You are not understanding. It's not, surely, oh, they will gather, oh, but because the gathering is not of the Lord, that is, the Lord did not tell them to gather. They must of a necessity scatter. So it is not the gathering that is important. It is that they scattered. Ah, tell somebody they are scattering right now. They are scattering right now. When it has to do with you, it has to scatter. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? So listen to me very carefully. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I can stand at but and just rejoice. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying this morning? I can stand at the but. Hallelujah. But the Lord delivers him from how many? From them all. From them all. So what came at me is not the issue. How it ended is the issue. For better is the end of a matter than the beginning thereof. So when we write about you, we will say, the Lord has blessed him in all things. Oh, what a way to end it. I said, what a way to end it. Hallelujah. Verse 1. That's Genesis 24 verse 1. Okay, give me Genesis 24 verse 1. And the Lord has blessed, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham. Please, in your Bible, remove biro, underline in all things. Then write dash, that's me. I'm telling you, underline it in your Bible. Then write dash, that's me. Don't settle for less than what God wants you to have. Don't settle for less than what God wants you to have. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. He has blessed me in all things. When you go to Job chapter 42. When you go to Job chapter 42, verse 12. Let's go to Job chapter 42, verse 12. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. Amen. For he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. Yes, he had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first Jemima and the name of the second Keziah and the name of the third. Go to verse 15. And in all the land were no women found so fair. You know, in chapter 1, you will think that Job was blessed. When you go to chapter 42, you will really see the blessing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In chapter 1, they told us that his children used to gather. They didn't give us the attributes of the children. Now they told us that in all the land, there were no sisters that were as fair as the daughters of Job. And their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. Yes. After this, lived Job 140 years. So I want to ask you a question. How old was he when the affliction came? In other words, Job actually lived longer after the affliction. I say I can stand at but. You are not getting what I'm saying. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but tonight, somebody is at the but section. There's about to be a turnaround. The story is about to change. What has been said up till now, today, we draw the line and we put a but there. I said, we draw the line and we put a but there. After this, lived Job 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even for, you know, at the beginning, Job thought he was blessed until he arrived here. Oh, I have news for somebody. You thought you are blessed until today. I said, you thought before now that you are blessed. Something is about to break out in your life. Something is about to break out in your ministry. Something is about to break out in your family. Something is about to break out in your health. There's about to be a new story, a new testimony, a new increase, a new turnaround. Something is about to happen from this moment going forward. Even 4 generations, Next verse. So Job died being old and full of days. Your story is not over. I said your story is not over. We are just beginning to write it. If somebody met Job in the seasons of Job's testing, it would have looked as if the epilogue of his life was being written. But the truth about it is that what happened was the preface. Hallelujah. Fruitful in all things. That's my testimony. That's my testimony. That's my testimony. Fruitful in all things. In all things. Hallelujah. So God designed you for fruitfulness. Amen. God designed you for what? Fruitfulness. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis 1, 26. God designed you for fruitfulness. And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and all of that. God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air and all of that. Verse 27 and 28. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful. The purpose of the blessing is fruitfulness. Are you hearing what I'm saying tonight? I speak to somebody who seems to be going through a barren season. I have come to announce to you that there is no barrenness in you. What is in you is the capacity for fruitfulness. Listen to me carefully. The Bible says he blessed them and he said unto them, be fruitful. The word blessing means to be empowered to prosper. Listen to me. If no man has ever laid hands on you, you already have the capacity to be fruitful. You're not hearing what I'm saying. You are fruitful by design. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Let me say this. I'm going to be teaching something through this season. But listen to me. We are not trying to be fruitful. You know, many times when we pray actually from a position of loss, trying to gain. But in reality, we have already gained. Our prayer should be, we are praying from a position of victory, not from a position of loss. So, are you hearing what I'm saying? If you don't understand it, you will think you are trying to gain something. I'm not trying to gain anything, sir. I'm trying to manifest what I already have. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes,
the Bible says, for all things are yours. All things are yours. So I'm not trying to gain something. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Listen to me. Scripture says, the enemy cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. If you don't have, what is he coming to steal? You are not. If you don't have, what is he coming to destroy? If you don't have, what is he coming to kill? So in reality, Joseph, it is because I have that the enemy is after me. Oh, you are not hearing what I'm saying. If I didn't have, what is he coming for? He said he cometh not but to steal. The word he cometh not, sir, means if you ever see him show up in your life, there is something he's coming to steal. So if what is he coming to take? He cometh not. It means that I already have. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant. For the devil, your adversary, is like a roaring lion, seeking for whom he may devour. It means I have something enough that he can devour. If I have nothing, he has nothing to take. Help me tell three people, I am already blessed to be fruitful. I carry what it takes. Oh, ho, ho. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. I have what it takes. I'm not trying to gain. I already have it in the inside of me. I'm not trying to gain it. I'm not trying to. I am blessed already. Blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Oh, I'm not trying to be blessed. I'm blessed already. I'm blessed already. I'm blessed already. What's that song Sinatra sang? Walking in abundance, living with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. I am favored. Started from the beginning.
In of abundance, new doors has been opened. Has been opened. The land, it is green.
I am walking in abundance. Yeah.
right there. I'm trying to finish. Help me tell three people. Jesus didn't say, I'm trying to conclude. Jesus said, it is. I want to ask you, what is finished after finished? It is completed. Your healing is completed. Your breakthrough is completed. Your open door is completed. Pastor Bala, I told a young man that was with me when we started church. One day we were driving. And I looked at him, I said, we have members all over this city. They are waiting for us to start. Go in that revelation. You are not trying to look for members. When you arrive Abuja, they are actually been waiting for you to come. Jesus told Paul, he said, I have men in this city. You can stop right there and give him some praise. You can stand right there and give him the praise. You can stand right there and give him the praise. Yes, sing the song, let me hear. Then he said,
He removed the microphone. Then he said to her, he said, "Woman, I want to teach you something." He said to her, "Woman, this is it. I've prayed as much as I know to do. But there's something that is more than my prayer." He said, "It's the word of God. And in the word of God, the Bible says you were, by his stripes, you were healed." So as far as the word of God is concerned, you are healed. So he said to her, he said, "I want you to see that scripture." The woman got the revelation. So the moment Ken Hagin walked back, the woman started shouting, "Thank you for my healing." She was not saying, "Heal me, oh God." She said, "Thank you for my healing. Thank you for my healing." She understood something, that she was not about to be healed. Can I say something to you? In God, you are whole. Something took what was there. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get something that I never had. Are you hearing? I'm bringing back restoration. The woman began to thank God. The woman, as she was thanking God, she didn't know when she stood out of the wheelchair. Listen to me. I want you to hear the song well. He said he has prepared. He's not preparing. Listen to me. You are blessed already. For it is he that giveth thee the power to get wealth. He is not trying to. "I know the plans that I think towards you," says the Lord. The scripture didn't say, "I'm not preparing." The scripture didn't say, "I'm preparing a plan." He said, "I know the plans that I think toward you," said the Lord. "They are already plans of good and not of evil." So he has already even told you the nature of the plans. Oh, I hope somebody will get this revelation. I hope somebody is going to come into this. You need to get this. I'm not trying to be blessed. I'm a blessed man.
I see favor by his word.
if you have been given is whether you have received the revelation of what you have been given. It's if you have received the revelation of what you've been given. I'm not trying to get. I have it already. Can I say something to you? Somebody give me a shower. Shaul or something. There's something here. Okay, that's face to it. You have a long one. I'm looking for something. Give me that. I'll manage it. Hold this one. You know what some of you are doing with Satan? Pull it. Give me. That's what you are doing with Satan. And the reason why you are doing this thing is that you are not sure. Is it my own? Does he have a right to take it? So you have built doctrines. If it's your own, and he ever, by any means took it. That's a prophetic action for somebody now. I said that's a prophetic action for somebody. Look at that child that is trying to be wayward. And remind Satan that me and all the children that God has given to me, they are. Satan is playing with your health. And you too, you have joined him. After the service, what do you do? No, you are dealing with smiling. That's certain things you are joking. You are, remove the smile. Accepted it, said, you used to call it your headache. You know when that my headache starts. Why are you broke? You say, you know, they have not paid salary. Who told you your money is attached to Gombe state government or federal government? You know why every time when you are supposed to do something, you know, let me tell you something. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Stop talking about salary. And arrears, and one thing they are scared, they have not paid us yet. That is not your prosperity. That is not your stop talking about it. Stop. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Every time, see, listen to me. Satan can manipulate anything. Anything that is not kingdom, Satan can manipulate it. Move your prosperity from federal government to kingdom. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's one deal I'm waiting for. When that deal click, and you don't know that Jesus has finished so many deals. You are just waiting for that one deal. That deal, just click. There's one application I've written. Ah! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So can you go ahead and give God? receive what he has done already. Receive what he has done already. I said, receive what he has done already. Receive what he has done already. Imagine every one of those things and receive them. See them in your spirit and receive them. See them in your spirit and receive them. See them in your spirit and receive them. And receive them. And receive them. Let the eye of your spirit see it. Let the eye of your spirit see it. That the eyes of your understanding may be flooded with light. Let the eyes of your understanding see it. See it, it is done with the eye of your spirit. Oh, we give you praise, Father. Oh, we give you praise, Father. If you're sick in the body this morning, I want to pray with you. Just agree with you. Just agree with you. I'd like you to come out. If you're sick in your body, we return healing to that body. We return wholeness to that body. Right now, wholeness to that body. James said, is there anyone who is sick amongst you? Because no one was supposed to be. Is there anyone? Thank you. Thank you for the healing of everyone's body. Pastors, thank you for the healing of everyone's body. Someone has been going to hospital for 2 weeks. This last week was the second week. You've been going to do tests, checks, seeing the doctor. Who is that person? 2 weeks. You've gone there. Come this way. No, come with your shoe. Come with your shoe. Hallelujah. Stand up. Stand up. Thank you, Father. Come. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over every sick body that is here right now. In the name of Jesus, we break the power of infirmity. We break the spirit of infirmity. Get out of here right now. In the name of Jesus, we break the yoke over everyone that is here. The yoke of sickness and disease. You are here. They've not been able to explain to you what really is the problem with you. There has been no explanation. There is something, but there is no explanation. Come here. There is something, but there has been no clear explanation of what it is. It ends today. Now. 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 It ends right now. By the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that devil is revealed and is destroyed right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, receive the healing of your body. Receive the healing of your body right now. Right now. Right now. It's the last day. It's the last day. You are released from this infirmity. In the name of Jesus. I sense something around your abdomen. Around your abdomen. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break the power of that spirit that moves around this abdomen. Ashakotile brando sikatala istule bradagado sente ma. Be loose now. We lose you right now. We bring an end to this infirmity right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. It is out. The spirit has gone. The residue will leave this body now. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Father. Be healed. Be healed. There's a sweet spirit resting upon you right now, bringing healing to your body. There's a sweet spirit resting over you right now, healing to this body. Healing to this body. Healing to this body. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Be healed completely. 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 Thank you. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Over this body, over this life. There are some things that the Lord is going to resolve in this life today. There are resolutions beyond the sickness of the body. There are matters that God is resolving right now. The power of God is bringing a resolution. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Brother, we speak to your body. We speak to your body. Carry her, let her sit somewhere. The Lord is doing a walk in this life. There's a walk. Let her, don't stop. Just allow her. The Lord is doing a walk in this body. Let him finish it. Thank you. You spirit of infirmity, there are scans that were carried out or are about to be carried out on you. I'm asking a question. Is there scanning or scans that were, they did scanning or they are going to do scan, they tell you? Father, in the name of Jesus, Matele Bokura Sande Lekasheta, you that spirit, I break your power over this life right now. Hey, every structural issue in the life of this man, tonight we bring you bone to bone, marrow to marrow, sinew to sinew. Anything out of place, receive full healing now in this body, in the name of Jesus. Full healing, full. Full. Listen, this thing, this infection, the life of it is broken. But I see where it came from. I see where the contact was made. And I draw the bloodline over your life. Listen to me. You shall live and not die. Whatever Satan has told you in your ears, I cancel it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak the end to this affliction. It's over. It's over right now. The end of it. I decree it. Hey! Somebody is going to tell you very soon, in the next few days, somebody will say to you, you have changed. What happened? That is the word of the Lord. That is going to be a sign for you concerning the things that have happened in your life today. Be healed
from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Everything about you begins to take shape. Every discomfort, everything that lacks explanation, today is the end of it in the name of Jesus. You move in power and in freedom. He who the Son has set free is free indeed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power over this life. Be healed now, 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 in the name of Jesus. Be healed right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Pastors, lay hands upon everyone. We receive their healings right now. 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 We receive it. We receive it. It's done. We receive it. We receive it. We receive it. We receive it. We receive it right now. We receive it right now. We receive it right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Thank you, Pastor. Spoke to my heart. It says a season of fruitfulness. I want you to listen to this. What you, the things that you are about, there's an increase that is coming. Listen. And when I say increase, don't reduce it to money. So I'm choosing my words carefully. The word prosperity is not money. The word prosperity means to make progress, to advance. Now listen to me. It can be in terms of finance, and it can be in any other area. But listen to me. The Lord said to me to tell you, before this year is over, what you have not done between the month of January and April, you will come into it threefold, three times, beginning this month. There will be a threefold, three times. I want you to watch what God is going to do. It's a season of fruitfulness. This year, you will experience the former and the latter rain. In the mighty name of Jesus, we take this communion this morning, looking to the end of the things that God is telling us, and receiving it in our bodies and in our lives and in our circumstances. There's a threefold increase. There's a spirit of fruitfulness that has been released into the house. Everything that is barren comes to life. Everything, listen to me, there are four dimensions of fruitfulness. There are no fruit situation. There is little fruit, there is some fruit, and there is much fruit. And Jesus said, in this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. We call forth much fruit. We call it forth into our reality, beginning now in the name of Jesus. That before this year is over, we see abundant fruits. Thank you, Father.
Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.